Hey, Tom.
Hey, JC.
3 weeks in a row, buddy.
Yeah.
We here.
It's a pattern.
It is. That's how you form a healthy habit, I'm told. Is it takes 3 weeks and then it becomes like part of your daily routine. But it's once a week, so whatever.
And then it's just come to be expected. It's just, it feels wrong if you're not doing it.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I want to feel right. It's Valentine's Day. It's an exciting day.
You're not getting up at 2 o'clock in the morning.
I know. It's a nice change. I get to work a normal 8-hour day. It's best 2 years of my life so far.
Not waking up screaming and...
Yeah, after, you know. So...
70 pallets of strawberries.
Yeah. There's no weird... I don't even know why I transitioned to that, because there's no, like, love angles going on anymore in wrestling. I think we finally dropped the weird Rusev-Lashley thing, because Lashley won enough, so that's done.
Is there still the Liv Morgan one?
I think we've moved past that, too.
Good.
I think her and Lana keep wrestling, but... You know, so it's a loveless wrestling week. It's been a real boring week, actually. There's been no news, which is fine.
No, it's just been
standard operating procedure here.
Regular stuff.
Yeah. So that's why this week we'll just talk about, we have a NXT pay-per-view this Sunday, TakeOver Portland.
Yeah, it's nice that they're... We talked about how kind of weird this was, that it wasn't kind of sandwiched with all the other stuff, but it's kind of nice because we don't have to try to wedge in 3 pay-per-views to talk about in one show.
We get that in like 8 more weeks, Tom. Don't worry about it, buddy.
Yeah.
And then I want to talk about AEW a little bit.
Okay.
Because we're 4 months-ish after the launch and how we're feeling about it. Because we don't really get into AEW that much.
No, it seems like it's been longer, but we'll go more into that.
Yeah. And then bullet point 3 is a random segue. So that'll happen, because it always does.
It always does.
I was also told on Twitter that they were upset there was nothing about cats on the rundown. But that will also happen, I'm sure.
I'm not sure if you actually heard my cat getting walking off of wrapping paper just now. Oh. So.
Sam is currently under the bed somewhere in the studio. That's right. There's a bed in the studio. Because sometimes I'm a real tired boy. I need to take a nap mid-show.
That is the way to go.
Right? So that's what's coming up on this episode of the Cheaters Never Pin podcast. So let's kick this thing off, Tom.
How do we do that again?
You gotta ring that bell, buddy.
Word.
You're listening to the Cheaters Never Pin podcast, a proud part of the Section 228 Network, bringing you all the best in wrestling from WWE, New Japan, and beyond. Now, live from ringside, it's Mr. Workrate and JC.
Hello, buddies! It's the Cheaters Never Pin podcast. My name is JC, and here next to me at the commentary table to the stars is my good buddy, Mr. Workrate, Tom.
Great to be here as always, JC.
Yes.
I had a mouthful of Pop-Tart when I was supposed to make the noise during the intro part, so.
That's okay. I will ask this question. I know we already had this discussion before we started recording, but a Pop-Tart instead of an Uncrustable, Tom? Because I know that's what the people at home are thinking.
Well, if you are a longtime listener to this podcast, you know that I have pledged my heart to Uncrustables for quite some time. Yeah, the last box I bought, I left them at work. Which is fine, because there's a freezer at work and I can leave them in the freezer, because Uncrustables, you must understand, are best when eaten.
Yes.
Frozen.
I believe we even did that taste test once here on the show.
Yeah.
You told me that and I was like, fine, I'll freeze one and eat it on the air. And I did. And it was great.
And I put them in the freezer at work, and it's kind of a convenience thing to have, because, you know, I don't have too many snacks at work. And sometimes, you know, if I forget to bring lunch and, you look outside and it was raining as bad as it was at lunchtime today. You realize, all right, well, I can have ramen, which I do enjoy. Yeah. I am a ramen aficionado. Or you can have an Uncrustable in the freezer. So I have my salty and sweet option.
There you go. You should make an Uncrustable ramen. You could make if you ground up the Uncrustable just right, you could make like a noodle out of it.
No.
I'm going to try this, Tom.
Don't take two things I love very much and make them bad.
Cheaters never cook.
Not if you're doing stuff like that.
I'm going to make that for you. I'm going to figure it out, Tom.
I'm running away.
That'll be when we get together to watch WrestleMania. That's the entire food. It's Uncrustable ramen.
Then I'm not leaving the house.
Oh, well, I will bring it to you.
I'm locking the door.
I'm
throwing away the key.
I'm pretty sure I can text or call your wife or one of your children and they would let me in.
Yeah, they probably would.
Yeah. All right, let's talk about some wrestling. Let's talk about the Sunday NXT TakeOver Portland. Because, sure, Portland, why not?
Portland's a cool place.
Yes. I mean, there's
where my NHL 20 expansion team is.
Ooh. I say they've got, I mean, there's wrestling history there. Pacific Northwest, right? So.
Absolutely. Billy Jack Haynes.
Piper.
Yeah. Well, I was going to say, like, I mean, well, Piper just kind of was his own individual thing. But Billy Jack, I mean, he was proud of being from Oregon.
Yeah.
He had Oregon in his tights and the weird flat hat thing. And
do they take inspiration from Oregon, the university, and do, like, crazy gear and some awful pattern that you can't stare at on the ring mat like they do on their basketball floor?
Only if Nike gives them a lot of money.
Right. All right. So let's run down this card here. I've enjoyed NXT. I've probably watched more of that than AEW the last few weeks, but we'll get to that when we talk about AEW.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's a good, as always. Oh no, it's a good card from NXT. What a surprise. So the NXT North American Championship on the line, unsurprisingly. Keith Lee and Dominik Dijakovic. We get that match again. Usually I'd complain, but I'm good with that.
Yeah, that's like, oh no, I got the lobster steak again.
Yeah. I mean, you can open with that match and I'm down. That's a good way to warm up the crowd. I firmly believe it opens.
To use a mildly dated reference, as long as they don't go the Rob Van Dam, Jerry Lynn route, and have it on every pay-per-view for like a year straight.
Right.
I think you're okay.
Well, I don't even know that these two have wrestled each other since the move to USA. Because right when they both kind of debuted, they kind of had a little mini feud in a series of really good matches.
We saw it in person.
Was it these two? Yeah, it was, I guess.
Yeah.
It was. For some reason, I had Lee and Riddle in my head. Who the hell did Riddle wrestle that night?
Riddle was in a tag match, I thought. Maybe. I don't know. I can look that up as you kind of write stuff down.
So, it'll be a big boy banger, as I like to call it. Don't Google that, please.
Has Pornhub become one of our sponsors this week?
I'll take it. I'm fine with that. I will gladly sit here and read ads for porn, Tom. Because we're making money off this thing now. Thanks to our sponsor, Anchor.
You can't see my thumbs up, but trust me, my thumb is up.
Yeah. In a street fight, Dakota Kai versus Tegan Nox. I think I texted you this last night. Heel Dakota Kai just makes me sad. Because I just want her to smile again. She's gone the Shawn Michaels route. She lost her smile, Tom.
It's funny because you have two characters that are kind of like this. Because, Bayley's turn was always, well, you know, how can you turn Bayley? Bayley's good and wholesome and that type of thing. But she's, for the most part, you know, pulled it off it, and
yeah,
geared that properly, I think, at least. Dakota Kai is still, there's too many levels of, I don't know, adorableness to truly pull off heel.
Yeah.
She needs to add a few more levels of bitchiness to, I don't know. I don't know how one conveys that visually. A different way. I don't know.
Her coming out in pinstripes gets me pretty fired up. So, because, I mean, and when I say pinstripes, I mean in a baseball uniform with pinstripes. There's no greater way to heal heat in my heart.
I mean, winning. It just, see that? I see that. I just think winning. That's all.
Okay. All right. I think more money than God, and just can't. Yeah. Well, at least they're not stealing signs.
I was going to say, is that what we're really going to still complain about?
Okay, no. Cool. Let's at least get out of spring training before I bitch about the Yankees.
So the NXT live event on January 6th, 2019 from Durham, North Carolina, which I'm sure you could pull up a earlier episode of the show and we would discuss it in full detail there. Matt Riddle defeated Adam Cole Bay-Bay, who had no gold at the time.
Right.
So really? It was a singles match for Riddle.
Okay. So it must have been Lee and Dijakovic. Okay. Because that was the opener, if I remember correctly. I could look through my photos and tell you.
Yeah. Just other people there. Zia Lee and Kairi Sane defeated Lacey Evans and Aaliyah.
Bianca Belair, Rhea Ripley match, which I will never forget. Burned into my brain.
Yeah. That was Lacey Evans' final NXT appearance. was that match.
It was.
Brennan Williams defeated Kona Reeves, and I don't know if either of them are doing anything anymore. I don't know.
Well, Brennan Williams is now, well, I mean, he was doing Raw commentary. And then,
oh, that's him.
Yeah, Dio Madden is Brennan Williams. I hope.
Oh,
I hope so. I have to look that up, but I'm reasonably sure that's correct.
War Raiders and EC3 defeated the Undisputed Era.
Okay,
and then, Aleister Black and Velveteen Dream defeated Johnny Gargano and Tommaso Ciampa.
Yeah. Yes, so. Brennan Williams and Dio Madden are one in the same.
Okay.
I wanted to confirm that just to make sure I wasn't making stuff up. Alrighty.
Anyway, that was that whole card. That was a unnaturally packed card.
Yeah. I mean, you could say that about NXT at any point in time.
Well, I mean, it depends. Those Florida shows that are usually near Orlando or whatever, the inner loop, I guess, shows or whatever, those are the ones with more
the real developmental territory.
Yep.
Yeah. Especially now since NXT is a third brand for reals. Yeah. I'm excited to watch Dakota Kai and Tegan Nox beat the crap out of each other. It's gonna be fun. Adam Cole, baby, defends the NXT championship against Tommaso Ciampa as he looks to get his life back, as he said at the close of NXT last night. It's exciting.
Coldy.
I mean, I'm down. It's going to be good. It'll be a good match.
All Ciampa matches are good.
Yeah. Speaking of people that never have anything but good matches on TakeOver, Johnny Gargano takes on Finn Balor.
Are you going to be able to handle yourself there? Or I should have worded that differently.
Never mind. Let's just
about next match.
Yeah. Rhea Ripley. It's not helping matters. Takes on Bianca Belair with the NXT Women's Championship on the line.
I feel as if we've just mentioned this match.
Yeah. Pretty sure the outcome of this one's predetermined since we know what's going to happen at WrestleMania.
Wait. Wrestling's predetermined.
Oh, damn it. You know what I mean.
No. Wait a second.
I don't. Yeah, we're breaking news here.
I'm gonna need to take a break, I think.
It was still real to Tom. Damn it. Sorry, buddy.
Mind's blown over here.
Yeah. Yeah. All this is fake. We're not doing real analysis here, Tom.
I had to mute the mic there for a second because I coughed because
nothing
is real anymore.
I didn't want to get you all choked up, man. I'm sorry.
Too late. I was choking.
I hate to break it to you after 80 some years.
Was that an attempt at an old joke?
Yeah, I really should have gone like 60. 80 was a little unbelievable.
Yeah.
Oh, well. I'll try again later. And the Undisputed Era defends the NXT Tag Team Championships against the Dusty Classic winners of the Broserweights, Matt Riddle and Pete Dunne. Did you happen to see any of the segments they did Wednesday night with Riddle and Dunne, like the vignettes?
I've heard about them. I have not actually watched them.
Hilarious. Find them.
All I know is that a plane is involved.
There's a plane involved. A car gets impounded. There's a swan boat. It's everything you want from interaction between these two in a series of segments about them on their way to Portland. It's good. So watch them.
Okay.
Yeah. But otherwise, that's NXT TakeOver Portland. It's going to be a good way to spend 3 hours on Sunday night.
Yeah, pretend it's your WWE pay-per-view if, you know, WWE still did good pay-per-views.
Hey, they do. NXT. It's the third brand. And look, in 2 weeks, you got the Super Showdown. It's going to be great. You got Goldberg.
Uh-huh.
You got some gauntlet match for some trophy that I can't remember the name of.
That half the people are injured or suspended that have been announced for it.
Yeah, right. Yeah, how is Andrade's 30 days will not be up by then, right? Because when
Andrade is announced for it, AJ Styles is announced for it,
right?
You've got Rusev who's announced for it, who's pretty much off TV,
right? Who else was in that match?
And then you have R-Truth.
Yes.
Bobby Lashley.
Yep.
And Eric Ronan.
Eric Ronan?
What did I just say?
You said Eric Ronan. Womp womp. Is he still doing the cage thing? Did I totally miss that Monday night? Or have we already, dropped the cage thing? Okay. Because what's in the cage, Tom?
Sister Abigail? I don't know. I can't keep track of.
Like, I've tried to wrap my brain around what might be in that cage, and I'm like, that's going to be dumb, whatever it is. Or it's empty, which also dumb.
I can't keep track of WWE MacGuffins.
Ooh. Big storytelling language. I like that. I like when this podcast feels cultured sometimes. It's rare. But it happens.
I have taken screenplay writing classes. So.
Yeah, I know. I don't know that the people at home knew that.
I don't know. It's just it's a every once in a while there is a great term. There are terms that for things that you never realized there were terms for. Usually they're German words.
Oh yeah,
but because the Germans have a word for everything.
Yeah, it's the perfect language. Which is why starting next week we're presenting Cheaters Never Pin in German. What if
my wife would so be down for that.
What if we found someone who could re-record us word for word in a different language? Like, we had our own commentary tables. I need...
How many commentary are we going to go full WWE and have, like, nine of them, and Funaki's one of them?
As long as we can hire Zahn Pomerantsev, I don't care. That's all I need. Just so I can see that goofy bastard and give him a hug. I don't know why. I don't even know that I've never discussed this on this podcast. I have some goofy attachment that whenever they show him when they do, like, here's all the announce tables, I lose my freaking mind every time. That's the biggest pop of every pay-per-view. I don't know what it is. I just want to hug him.
Okay.
Yeah. So after that weird segue, let's move on. What do you say?
Yeah, it's mildly awkward. It's not, you know.
There's only one thing that can
or awkward.
That's true. There's one thing that can save us here, though.
What's that?
That's our sponsor.
Oh.
Thanks again to Anchor.
Thanks, Anchor.
You the man, Anchor. Or cool. Woman. I don't know.
Yeah.
You or are neither.
The genderless entity.
Be whatever you need to be. So let's talk about AEW.
Because before that, can
go ahead.
You know, we've been, I believe you mentioned that there's been a lack of cats.
Yeah.
In previous episode. Huh. I have a visitor.
Oh.
Who's blocking the mic now, but.
Oh. What's in that little purr machine?
And then proceeds to headbutt the mic and knock it over.
Yeah. Cat here has at least emerged from under the bed now and is just chilling next to me. Just staring at me like, what the hell are you doing?
So yeah, that's Remy who's seeking attention right now and hopefully will not sneeze on the microphone.
I mean, that's good content.
Remy is my sneezing cat. We got her at 8 weeks or so, and she had been left outside and had respiratory issues. Aww. So they had said that she would always have respiratory issues and have difficulty breathing and that type of thing.
Yeah.
And for the most part, all it's really done is given her a really loud purr.
Yeah.
But also, she'll go into sneezing fits every once in a while and get congested. So it's like she's almost got a cold all the time. But.
Aww.
It's not too bad, though.
Sam's just fat.
Oh, Remy's fat, too. There's no question there.
He's learned how to play both of us to get fed multiple times. We're on to you, buddy. Yeah.
Well, Remy's the weird cat in that Remy will not... Generally, almost all cats look at wet food as, like, the treat. Like, mm-hmm. dry food is, like, oh, that's the stuff that's always around, whatever. Wet food's like special.
I don't.
Remy hates wet food, will not eat wet food at all.
Really? Sam gets wet food on his birthday and at Thanksgiving. Except for, and I don't know if you know this, we do have treats for him that are basically, I just call them Go-Gurt for cats. Have you seen these?
I don't think so.
So it's like a Go-Gurt tube. I think they're called squeeze-ups or something. It's basically a goat. He can hear me talking about it. He's staring at me now. it's like a Go-Gurt tube, but it's filled with, I think there's like a chicken one and a tuna one and whatever.
Right.
That you just rip the top off of and you squeeze it out to your cat. So it's supposed to help you like bond with your cat and everything, I guess. But it's Go-Gurt for cats.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's a cat bribe full of like animal fat.
I'll have to send you a picture. Sam's fat enough, he just completely sits back on his butt with his front legs up in the air while he does it. Yeah, he's a special one. All right, AEW. That was our cat segment. There you go.
Yep.
Yes. So AEW really started up right when we started our hiatus. I think the first episode we had, or the last episode we had, was the first week of everything running.
I was going to say, because, I mean, they did the pay-per-views and, you know, All In and all that type of thing.
Yeah. I guess, but, you know, with Double or Nothing being the first real AEW production.
Yeah.
Yeah, but here we are. I guess whatever. I guess it's 4 months. Let's say because it started in October. It's February now. November, December, January. Yeah, 4 months. And I just kind of wanted to get your gauge on how you're feeling about it. Like, are you super into it? Where do you see it going? Like, long term? You know, whatever comes to mind, I guess.
I mean, when we started to go into this and when we were looking at the pay-per-views and some of the signings and that type of thing, we said, like, because at first it seemed like, you know, the pay-per-views are doing well, so we're like, wow, everything's hitting, like, but they're going to run into, you know, they're going to run into issues with some things that won't work and some things that'll have a particular, you know, we'll go in circles, that type of thing. And then as the show went along, that's what happened. I mean, some things hit, some things missed, some things have just been weird. I mean, Jericho has still been the mainstay. Who else? I think outside of that, there haven't been any real constants. I mean, Cody's been the face. But I think they've almost made too much of an effort to not put themselves over with the Elite guys. And I don't know if that's a good thing necessarily. I'm sorry, I'm just re-unlocking my computer here. Just because of that's what got you the contract. That's what got you the exposure, things like that. I mean, you've got, like, I guess Kenny's still around now in the sense that him and Hangman are tag champions, so we're putting a little bit of shine on them. But I mean, like, the Bucks are kind of in the background. Cody's got his own thing off to the side because they're too busy trying to
What?
Are we back? Are we not back? Or what's going on?
Are we here? No, I'm just saying I'm back. No, we were recording. It's still rolling. It's still rolling, okay. Tom. Yeah.
Not because, but the computer locked, and that's why I was just lose, and then you weren't talking, so I wasn't sure if I was rambling or not.
You good. Okay. You good. Keep going.
Okay. But anyway, those guys are the ones that got you to the show, and I don't know. It seems like we're focusing on different things to be different or to show off, I guess, you know, we have indie cred because look at all these other guys necessarily that we have, right, instead of the names that you kind of knew. And it's almost like they're trying to go in the complete opposite direction that TNA ran into their issues with trying to keep all the names out there that you did know. It seems like almost now they're bringing in the names that you know, but almost making an effort to not push those people necessarily.
Right.
I mean, I understand trying to make your own stars, but at the same time,
yeah,
it's still early.
Yeah.
No one's really going to fault you for putting yourself over in the initial, you know, you're still introducing yourself necessarily.
Yeah. So I want to preface this with overall saying, I think the product's good. It has the potential to be great. It's definitely something fresh. It's a great alternative to WWE. And I think it has the potential to bring a lot of people into professional wrestling, right? And I could heap praise on them forever, for everything, right? Here are my issues, though. And then I'll do the compliment sandwich, then I'll close with more praise, okay? You think you're totally right about not pushing the guys that brought them to the dance up front. My biggest issue with that was how quickly we went, and this is professional wrestling, so things will change, but how quickly we went to the Cody can never have a title shot thing. I think it was just too soon. I think you have to at least let him chase the title once. Right? Like, for real. Like, a real chase. Not just like, oh, he wrestled Jericho one time. Right? Give him a real chase to where that stipulation, like, super gets put on the line. Eventually. Like, after a year. Because you've got some of the other faces and some of the other heels on the roster that aren't one of the 830 vice presidents of the company. Just constantly ragging on him for being like, you're only in this position because you're in charge. Right? I feel like that whole storyline just got hot shot. But it's professional wrestling, so I'm sure he'll have a title shot again. He is his father's son.
But I think part of me thinks that he's trying, he hears that and he knows the reputation that Dusty had. And again, it's like he's trying to steer in the opposite direction of that. Like, no, I never want to give myself a title shot because...
Yeah. I mean,
my dad always put the belt on himself or what, and he didn't necessarily. He put secondary belts on himself.
But. Yeah. Well, and they were always going to be with all of the guys, right? With Cody, with the Bucks, and with Omega. Adam Page is a separate thing I'll get to. With those four guys, like, they were damned from the beginning if they hot-shotted themselves into title positions. And then they were always going to be criticized by everyone who's like, but I thought they were going to be the, like, I thought this was their promotion. Why aren't they the stars? This is boring.
Yeah.
Like, they put themselves in a very unwinnable position. I think a lot of that's starting to fade. But at the same time, I feel like Kenny Omega's kind of legacy is being tarnished. And granted, we're 4 months into this, so I'm making lots of hasty judgments here. I understand that. But I just feel like he's a throwaway character. Like Kenny Omega, when you think about where he was in New Japan, leaves that to come to AEW and he's a mid, like, well, he's a mid-carder, if even, right?
Yeah. I think that's fair.
And that part I hate. Because I think he is such a dynamic, unique, magnetic enough personality that he doesn't have to be top of the card, right? But he needs to be in something more meaningful than the tag team that exists with him and Adam Page. My issue with that, with this tag team, and this kind of starts to lead into my thing with Adam Page, why is being the elite, why is a YouTube series still driving content? Why are we still partially telling stories there when you've got 2 hours a week live on national television? I have no problem if BTE is something extra. But like this whole like change of Paige's character to just being a drunk, apparently. I don't know. I don't watch BTE, so I don't know the details. But apparently that's all stemming from things that have happened on Being the Elite. I don't like that. I think it's a really poor decision. Because now you're starting to turn AEW, that was supposed to be these guys, bringing a revolution to professional wrestling on a very broad scale, into, well, you don't get this joke because you're not part of the inner clique that just watches all the YouTube videos.
And again, I think it's another case of them steering completely in the opposite direction, because the Vince method of, I guess, storytelling has been for the longest time, here's the thing that happened. Come back from commercial. In case you just joined us, here's the thing that happened. The Saturday morning show was, here's the thing that happened last week.
Yeah.
Here's the thing that's going to happen this week. The Sunday show, here's the thing that happened last week. Here's the thing that happened this week. And just, here's the news segment in Monday Night Raw. here's the things that happened on Sunday. Here's the things. And it's constantly oversaturating.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So that you understand, so that people, like, you know, if you turned away for a half an hour and then you turn back on, just in case you missed it, we've got you covered because we want to continuously tell you about this.
Mm-hmm.
Where in contrast, AEW not only, tone that down, which is great because, you know, I'd like to acknowledge the fact that I do follow plot lines or whatever. I don't need to have them repeated to me every, 10 seconds. Like, right. I've got CTE or something. But you're going completely in opposite direction with this, in that here's an angle that we did that was only available in a YouTube video that we're not going to discuss on our television show.
Yeah.
This is hidden content that you just need to know. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
Yeah, I hate that. It drives me insane. It was one of my biggest fears going into this, and it's happening. So I don't like that.
I am absolutely 100% in for Easter eggs and things like that. Like, do BTE, and there are certain things that you hear in, like, an interview or something like that that references BTE. Yeah. I mean, that was always the cool thing when you kind of, in those Attitude Era interviews and WWF and even WCW stuff, but usually with the Attitude Era things, Sean or somebody would drop some kind of little click reference or something like that, and you're sitting there at home watching, you're going, I know what that means. Mm-hmm. So, but it wasn't the whole, like, well, these two guys are in the click and they're teaming together now, and you have no idea why. Oh, it's because they're members of the clique, you would know, you know, that type of thing.
Right.
And that's what they're basically doing. They're taking their insider knowledge, which they're worked insider knowledge. This isn't like an actual shout out to a friend that's working in a different promotion or something like that. They're yeah. taking worked insider knowledge, and they're not letting you in on it. They're making it seem like it's insider knowledge, mm-hmm. and it's not.
Yeah. Yeah. So fix that, please. I know you're listening. Every vice president listening. Tony Khan probably saw the drawing I did of him and was like, God, I got to listen to this guy.
Tony Khan just bought Anchor.
Hey, Tony. One of the other things I've had issue with was the women's division. This is, I think, maybe going down a better path.
I was going to say, this may have been fixed this week.
So, in case you missed it, Nyla Rose captured the AEW Women's Championship from Rio on Dynamite this week.
Am I right in saying they've been dying to put the belt on her?
They should have done it from the beginning. They should have done it from the beginning.
No.
Okay, why?
I will disagree with that, because I think, and again, this may be a thing of turning the wheel in the opposite direction and, you know, almost Russo-ing it, but I think everyone expected them to put the belt on her initially.
They swerved the swerve? Is that what you're telling me?
In a sense, Rump. But it's like, all right, don't put the belt on her because... I mean, she's being billed as this monster, pretty much, that people aren't necessarily going to be able to beat.
Right.
So don't put the belt on her immediately and either have her completely unbeatable, and then the women's division looks like, you know, how Shayna Baszler and NXT looked for a little while. It's like, okay, she's got the belt. Now what? Nobody's going to beat her. This is kind of boring.
That's true. All right. You're right there. I agree. The Joshi girls are great if you like Joshi. I have not a care for it. And it just does not especially doesn't translate onto an American professional wrestling stage when you just try to pick it up and drop it in, which is what they were doing. It wasn't working for me, and I may be an outlier. I don't know.
I think it's difficult to do that and intertwine it with traditional American women's wrestling and some of the other stuff that they're trying to do too.
Yeah.
Like,
especially when you'd have two of the girls that Omega brought in and they just like plop that match into the middle of a card. It's just such a different thing that it felt weird.
It's almost like you had separate divisions that you were trying to, because you had the Joshi division, and then you had your traditional women's division, and then you had almost the gimmicky women. You know, it's like, okay, well, you've got almost three directions you're going in here. Which do you really want to do?
Yeah. Yeah. Everything in that division just felt disjointed. Hopefully we're back on the right path now.
Because it's very odd to have somebody who's working towards this kind of traditional fighting spirit type style potentially going up against the evil dentist.
Right.
That's not chocolate and peanut butter. That's a completely different.
Yeah.
That's pickles and ice cream.
Ooh, that sounds good.
Are you pregnant?
No, I just haven't had ice cream in a really long time. Yeah. Those are probably my biggest issues altogether. But hopefully the women's thing is fixed. And the storytelling gets consolidated to television. I think Jericho is still doing a magnificent job. I think the Inner Circle is a good stable. I'd much prefer if the face stable that challenges him next is not, here's all the vice presidents. Which is what they should just call themselves. What the hell ever happened to Sean Spears? He had a match last week, if I remember correctly.
Is Tully still around?
Yeah, he's still managing him.
Okay.
I think they're still trying to find their way. Right? It's been 4 months. This is all of their first time running their own promotion. Like,
And that's the thing, too, is that mistakes are going to get made. Growing pains are going to be had. They're not doing anything tragically bad.
No, the show is good.
Like, I mean, you could tell with other there are certain promotions that, like, you know, they start off and you're like, oh, God, what the hell are you doing? You know this is going to be a train wreck from day one. They're not doing that, obviously. Mm-hmm. But, you know, there are going to be little hiccups here and there. And, I mean, just like any wrestling promotion, there are going to be things that work. There are going to be things that don't work. And it really depends on how you handle them and work through them. They've only had 4 months, so we're not really going to know that answer until a year. You know, it's like, you know, not to bring other sports into this, but it's like prospects in like baseball or hockey or anything like that. When you do a trade for an established player for prospects, you can't evaluate that 2 months into it because that prospect isn't going to be ready yet. You can't make an actual judgment on that until a year down the line and go, okay, mm-hmm. Well, this is how this actually looks. So that's going to be the thing a year down the line. Now, mind you, from the AEW standpoint, they have to be watching themselves and constantly going, we can't wait a year and figure out if we're doing the right thing or not. They still have to be watching that on a regular basis.
Yeah. But
we really can't pass judgment on this product until a year down the line and go, hey, they did this. But then they did this and it worked out. Just mm-hmm. like, say, as you're kind of looking at the women's division, it's like, okay, well, they booked this particular way and they went high in the Joshi, and I don't know how well it worked, but then they went in a different direction and they took the belt off Rio, and then things started to flesh themselves out. Yeah. So, you know, then it worked fine. That's the thing. It's, we see Kenny Omega kind of floundering here. You know, all it's going to take potentially is a couple of matches and he may shine again. You know, you have to look at it from a bigger, I don't know, area of work or whatever than what we're dealing with right now. So it's interesting to see, but you know, obviously they've still got a lot of time to work, but they're fine with what they have. Their money seems to be in place.
They got Tony 2 more years of TV already. Yeah. So
people seem to be happy with the product. It's beating NXT in the ratings. It's doing overall ratings. I think they're like, I don't know, like 10 to 12 or so.
Yeah. TNT's got to be happy with what it's doing.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously they signed it for 2 more years. They're adding another, they're putting Dark on TV soon.
I mean, it's so TV ratings are weird now, especially cable, because there's like 80 million channels. So it's like, you know, you have like 15 people watching. That's still pretty good.
Yeah. I hope, you know, you kind of summarized it very well. It's been 4 months. Let's give it time. But I hope they're being this hypercritical about everything as well, because the sooner they can see things and change them and adjust and adapt, the sooner they're going to become a great promotion. And that secures their longevity even more, because I want AEW to be successful. When any promotion is successful, it's good for the sport as a whole, and it helps everybody. So that's where
I don't know if it's lip service or not, but at least from Cody's standpoint, it seems like he's somebody who constantly wants to learn.
Yeah.
Like he has his beliefs. He has the things that he wants to do, but if people are going, hey, this is wrong, this is bad, or, you know, we don't like this, it seems like he's the type of person that is listening and goes, hey, we want to fix that. Or, hey, this isn't working. You know, I'm not too proud to say, no, we're going to keep doing this because, God damn it, this is my idea. He's, I guess, confident enough in himself to go, maybe we did do this wrong. Let's try something else.
Yep.
Or at least let's hear your idea for it.
Right. So before we move on to wrap up on the show, Tom, it's time for a live in-game update.
Ooh, okay.
Currently in the second of the Daytona duels, we're in a caution, lap 45. Kevin Harvick, your leader. Yeah. Now we've got NASCAR into the podcast.
Is he still the Bud car now, I think?
Harvick?
Yeah. Didn't he Harvick. Have a Bud spot? Wasn't he a Budweiser sponsor
Harvick
for a
period of time? Harvick is driving. Oh. David Reagan's in the lead. Dear Fox, update your stuff, please. No, he's not. What are they doing? I think, okay, this is obviously they don't even know what they're doing.
Okay, the white guy is winning. Got it.
Yeah. Kevin Harvick is in the lead. He's in the, what car is he in this year? He's with Stuart Haas. I don't know who his sponsor is this year. I'm assuming it's still Pennzoil. No.
I don't know. They switched their sponsor.
I think it's the Busch Light car. I can't really tell from this distance. Let's find out as I come to the restart zone.
And it's tough too, because I know Daytona, they do one shot deals and usually special schemes for Daytona.
Yeah.
We used to go down to my dad used to have Daytona tickets, and we'd go down for the whole week. So we'd hit the 125s and
That's awesome.
Sit in the what do you call it? They take the RV, so we'd sit in the infield for the the 125s and stuff. It was cool because we do they do a like a pool type thing. We'd throw money in and you get, you know, just kind of how like how we do Royal Rumble. That's how it would end up going. You pick a particular car, and if you won, you won.
That's cool. All right, let's move on. All right, Tom, what else you got tonight?
I'm out of topics. I'm eating the Pop-Tart that I'm eating is the pretzel Pop-Tart.
Oh, how is that?
So it's not too much different, at least in my opinion. It's a little less sweet. I mean, there isn't, you would think there's more salt in it. There's not really. There's a little bit of salt, but not that much. But it cuts down on the sweetness, which can be good because a Pop-Tart tends to be a little oversweet.
Okay, yeah.
I don't toast my Pop-Tarts. I know some people look at that like, you know, I don't know. Some people love to toast them. I never toast them.
I generally don't. I generally don't either. So
I'm not sure if they get more pretzel-y if you toast them, but it may be worth an experiment.
Yeah. Hey, Uncrustable ramen and toasted pretzel Pop-Tarts.
Also, apparently they make me cough.
It's the salt. I'm assuming there's salt on top, right?
As someone who just eats salt from time to time, there's really not that much salt on there.
No, okay. Well, I got.
I'm one who likes the bottom of the pretzel bag.
There you go. Me too. All right.
That's why we get along.
Yes. I want to share the bottom of a pretzel bag with you, Tom.
Yeah.
There you go. I got nothing else either, so let's get out of here. What do you say?
That's a plan.
All right. Tell the people where they can find you on the internet.
Go on a Twitter machine at Mr. Workrate. Really? I've been saying for 3 weeks, maybe I'll put something on Instagram. I don't think I've put anything on during that time. So,
yep.
I'm sorry. I've let you down.
It's all right. You can find me on the internet at JC Bobbitt, at JC Bobbitt, wherever finer social media is purveyed. You can find the show on Twitter at Cheaters NBR Pin. You can find us on Instagram at Cheaters Never Pin, where we started a fun weekly bit of here's what we're going to record tonight on a notepad.
There's art involved.
Yeah. I got to figure out how to drop more Easter eggs into it. But then we can only do those on YouTube, and then we won't talk about them on the show, and things will just happen.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thanks again to our sponsor, Anchor. Start a podcast, free hosting, great monetization, all kinds of cool features over at anchor.fm, or download the Anchor app in the App Store today. There's a cat. Even cats like Anchor. See? Purring gets louder when I start talking about Anchor.
Yeah.
Yep. I think that'll do it. So next week we'll be back with whatever happens. I would say hopefully something happens, but like
I mean NXT is doing a pay-per-view.
Yeah, so we'll get to talk about that. Hopefully interesting fun things happen, not like people getting suspended or dying or anything like that. Let's have fun.
We don't have to talk about that anymore.
I mean I could find one every week, I'm sure.
I mean LaParca died recently. Triple A LaParca, not
right. Yeah, yeah.
LA Park.
Right.
Who's
in the UK y'all right now?
From WCW.
Yeah. Who's wrestling in Rev Pro this week? I think.
Yeah, I thought I saw him listed somewhere, and I was waiting for someone to like go. But I thought he died.
Oh, you know what happened?
Oh, I'm sure it did.
Yeah. All right. So for all of us here at Cheaters Never Pin, which is literally just two of us.
I'm Jay.
Okay, four of us. I'm JC.
I'm Tom.
And we'll catch you on the flip side.